If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
If you come from a different generation or background than most people in a particular field, there might be a way to use that as an advantage. So instead of thinking about what you need to overcome or compensate for example, a lack of technical knowledge, consider what you can offer. Today on the program, we'll look at a chiropractor who becomes exhausted with the same daily routine after over 20 years in the field. She then steps off that treadmill and into a new life as a travel blogger. And now earns an average of $6,000 to $8,000 a month while seeing the world. It just goes to show that not every travel blogger is in their 20s or 30s. In fact, many of them aren't. And for brands on the lookout for ambassadors, influencers, reviews, standing out can be a strength. The woman in this story describes herself as 50 plus, and she's now earning a very good living doing what she calls smart luxury travel. I think a lot of people can take something from this story, so pay attention. Here's a shout out to our sponsor, and then on with the show. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For Dr. Cassinda Maloney, 22 years had gone by in a blur. She had been working as a chiropractor, When she wasn't at work, she was driving her kids to school, then back from school, and then to all of their sporting events. While she loved those kids, the grind was wearing her down. In fact, the only thing that kept her sane was a habit she'd followed religiously. Every 6 weeks, she would take a trip. When Cassandra first started her chiropractic practice, she hired a business manager. He could see how hard she worked, so to help her avoid burnout, he suggested that she implement this habit. He said it would be the carrot that dangled in front of her to keep her marching forward. So Cassandra spent those years traveling all over the world, once every 6 weeks. Sometimes her husband and her kids would join her, and other times she would go solo. Over time, she began to accumulate a lot of frequent flyer miles and loyalty program points. She began to read every blog she could find on travel hacking and quickly learned the best ways to redeem her points for high-value trips. But even though she was learning to travel more effectively, it wasn't increasing the amount of travel she could do. She was still dealing with the drudgery of her daily routine. Cassandra needed to find something fun to do during the work week. After thinking about it for a while, she realized that she could start blogging about all of the knowledge she had accumulated. So pointsandtravel.com launched in August 2012, and Cassandra committed to write every day. For the first 6 months, she enjoyed it, but realized that something was still missing. She wanted to write about travel itself, not just the technical aspects of points and miles. In fact, she found that side of things to be boring. She didn't care about the points in the end. She cared about the travel and the culture she experienced because of it. So Cassandra began to shift and write about those things instead. She also took another step in her blogging career and began going to conferences for travel bloggers to network. As a self-described introvert with a shy demeanor, Cassandra didn't always have the easiest time with face-to-face networking. When she tried doing speed dating with PR professionals, she felt intimidated. She found value in the events in an unexpected way, however. Cassandra made a lot of new friends who shared her passions and interests. And through those connections, gigs and opportunities for press trips began to crop up. Inadvertently, she was doing some of her best networking. The majority of her first few jobs were unpaid. At this point, it was 2014, and Cassandra wanted to make travel blogging a full-time career. Even though she wasn't sure what her money situation would look like, she just couldn't take the 9-to-5 anymore, so she began to plan a transition. Leaning on the experience that the unpaid work gave her, she started to create her own media kit and send letters to companies that she wanted to work with. Before long, she was picked up by Travelocity as a travel ambassador. She had a contract to write 2 stories a month for a year. Cassandra also made money from sponsored posts, freelancing for local tourism boards, and from social media promotions. She rounded off her first year by making roughly $15,000. Not bad for a new blog. Since then, pointsandtravel.com has continued to grow. Her initial startup costs were minimal. She just had to pay for website hosting, a WordPress theme, logo design, and some business cards. But as her blog got bigger, so did her costs. She ended up needing to pay writers, hire virtual assistants, and attend more conferences. Fortunately, it wasn't just her costs that were growing, her profits were up too. Cassandra now earns an average of $6,000 to $8,000 a month from it. Most of her income is from doing paid campaigns or press trips. She's attractive to companies behind those trips because of her unique experience in the industry. Cassandra is over 50 years old, has a family, and is okay with spending a chunk of money on vacations. Many other travel bloggers are young, 20-somethings, who are just looking to be able to travel in the first place, whether that means staying in a tent or a hostel, on the floor of the airport, like I used to do many years ago, whereas Cassandra believes in what she calls smart luxury travel. She wants to stay in nice hotels, but she also wants to get the best bang for her buck. For higher-end travel companies, she is the perfect person to represent their brand. Now, almost 8 years after she started her blog, Cassandra has continued to travel even further around the world and has no plans to stop. What's changed is that now she gets paid well for it. So if you want to get into this kind of industry, travel blogging, or anything that's even remotely related, it really helps to have a good, memorable fact about you to help you stand out. For example, for me, for a long time, my memorable fact was, hey, I'm going to every country in the world. And I didn't actually plan to be a travel blogger. I didn't actually do much work with brands. That wasn't really my thing. But I did notice, like, as I pursued that quest, everywhere I went, people would be like, oh, this is Chris. He's going to every country in the world. And then even after I completed that quest, which is now, 5 years later, people would still say, oh, this is Chris. He went to every country in the world. So Cassandra's memorable fact, which we talked about in the episode, but also like if I go to her about page, it is just right there front and center, which I think is so smart. She says, I have traveled every 6 weeks of my life for over 25 plus years. That is interesting, notable, and unusual. And then she goes on to tell the rest of her story. You know, a doctor by profession, I gave up my career 7 years ago to travel even more. I hope to inspire you to visit a few new sites around the world and dive into a new culture. So like I said at the top of the episode, Cassinda is 50 plus. She did feel like, you know, when she was getting into this, she had to learn a whole new technical world. It was a little bit intimidating, but through online classes, YouTube videos, and that networking she did, she became more comfortable with it. And she realized that it actually wasn't an insurmountable obstacle. And as I said, having some fact about you that's different, memorable, otherwise helping you stand out from everyone else, can actually be an advantage, not a disadvantage. So think about that for yourself. Maybe you don't want to be a travel blogger, but whatever limitation you feel has been holding you back from doing whatever it is that you want to do, could there be some way that it's actually a strength? Doesn't mean you don't have to compensate for something. It doesn't mean you don't have to learn something. Doesn't mean that, you know, you have strengths and weaknesses. That's normal. But just think about whether that thing could work in your favor. Oh, and also remember, you have to do something about it, because inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. That's the whole purpose of this show, to shine the spotlight on all the interesting things people are doing to create freedom for themselves, economic empowerment, to allow them to do what's important to them. Today's show notes, including links to Cassinda's blog, anything else I talked about, will be at sidehustleschool.com/930. Episode 930. All right, much more is coming up. Do be sure you're subscribed. It's completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.